Page 169, Unit 41. The gap between rich and poor countries will not disappear.
If you neglect those who are currently poor and stable, you may create more poor and unstable people. Helen Clark.
Unquestionably, all countries of the world are more or less on a path of growth. However, while the richest nations are thriving increasingly fast, the poorest ones seem to be growing at a relatively slow speed. For the time being, the gap between them is wider than ever. If this tendency continues, this chasm will definitely keep growing. There are several factors that ruthlessly create obstacles limiting a poor nation's ability to get rid of poverty. The first thing to remember is that the impact of the last economic crisis hit them much harder than richer countries. Secondly, they suffer from a lack of capital, which would be vital to establishing new enterprises and maintaining the economy. It must be emphasized that these shortages have negatively influenced the efficiency of institutions in these countries as well. This situation is further exacerbated by brain drain, the immigration of well-qualified workers. In addition, multinational companies are already firmly established by Western countries. Typically, these companies work more efficiently and have a strong lobbying power, which local competitors can barely fight. On top of all that, emerging protectionist policies in richer countries tend to undercut the development of industry in poorer nations. Last but not least, in third world countries, wars break out more often, which is more likely to destroy development. However, it must be highlighted that rich countries support the poor ones with monetary aid, technology, and knowledge. Great minds also tend to focus on raising them, like the Bill Gates Foundation or Facebook's plan to provide internet everywhere. As soon as the internet, the great equalizer, becomes available, knowledge through digital education is going to spread at the speed of light in poor countries as well. Another point is that the rapidly growing aging population in developed countries increases the ratio of inactive residents, which might slow down the economy of those nations. Not surprisingly, more and more first world citizens are moving to poorer countries for a cheaper but still comfortable life. There is no doubt that travel and transportation of goods are also becoming increasingly affordable and available in poor regions. It is also essential to realize that the number of investments are on the rise and a lot of enterprises are relocating to the third world. Last of all, it is worth noting that local organizations do not need to find new ways to do business, since they can copy the working examples from the rich countries. All of these factors might serve to promote poor regions to catch up. The obvious conclusion to be drawn is that these countries still need to struggle a lot to be able to get over the numerous disadvantages they have to face. On the other hand, with the support of rich countries, poor ones can achieve a lot more powerful and faster development in the future, causing the gap to shrink.